Om Shanti. 26th August 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be constantly cooperative and accumulate everything by using what still remains of your body, mind and wealth for the godly task. Each one's finger has been shown in the memorial of lifting the Govardhan mountain. This is a sign of your cooperation. In the picture of the memorial, they have portrayed the father's company and also service. You children are now cooperating with Bab Dada, and this is why the memorial has been created. However much of your body, mind and wealth you used on the path of devotion, 99% of that was wasted. Apply the remaining 1% for God's task with a true heart, and you will once again accumulate multi-million fold. So Baba is remembering the analogy or the example given in Krishna Leela or in Bhagavat. This is the most celebrated example of Govardhan. This is the Mount Govardhan or Giriraj, which was lifted and everybody took shelter under this mountain. So Baba says, this is your memorial, this is your yadgar, and this Govardhan indicates three things. First, cooperation. You all cooperated, that's why this mountain got lifted up. Second, father's company. You were in the company of the father. And third, service. So this lifting up of mountain, which is described in Bhagavat, this is in fact the memorial of confluence age. The mountain indicates Kali Yuga. The Krishna who is shown indicates God, and all the cowherds and cowherdress, gopis and gopis, they indicate Brahmin souls. So God comes and he lifts up this mountain, and along with him you all cooperate. So this is a beautiful analogy, example which is given. All that we do in the confluence age becomes a memorial. All that we do here become the stories of scriptures from Copper Age. So first of all is cooperation. We cooperated with the Father, and that's why this mountain got lifted up. We became his helper in this task, in this gigantic task of lifting up the mountain. This mountain is said to be there from a long time, and it was very big. Now it is very small, about 20 or 22 kilometers from Vrindavan in the district of Mathura in UP. So they still perform Govardhan Puja, a worship still to date. So the first thing is cooperate. So when God comes, he establishes the religion of purity, and all those who cooperate, their names would be celebrated with his name as those who helped him, who cooperated in his task. Second is the company. When he is lifting, you were in his company. We were in His company. So when we are in His company, no task is impossible or difficult. Second is that. And third is service. It is the Father who did this service, and it is we also who did this service of lifting up this mountain. So these are the three things which are indicated, or which are, they become memorial in the path of devotion. But along with these three things, this Govardhan is associated with many other things also. So we will see what are the other things where this Govardhan is associated with. There are in fact total 12 things about Govardhan. Three are these, and now we will see the remaining 9. Fourth is, it is indicative of Ekta, unity. When all come together, then the impossible become possible. So this Govardhan is also symbolic of unity. Then there are about 9 things more. Fifth, determination, Dritta. With determination, this impossible task become possible. Otherwise, this is highly impossible thing. Such a huge mountain to lift. So it is the determination which becomes symbolic of Govardhan in the path of bhakti. Then, next, cooperation we already said. Then, what else? Govardhan, what else? Father's canopy, Chhatrachaya. And seventh, faith, Nishchay. It is indicative of the faith that when He is there, no matter how torrential the rain is, how inclement the weather is, how unfavorable the situations are, but we would remain safe. So it indicates faith. It also indicates company, a canopy. We are under the canopy of the Supreme, so no harm can ever be done to us. We are safe, protected, under His protection, under His canopy of love, of company, whatever. So, it indicates His canopy. It indicates faith. Eighth, it is a revolt against superstitions. Vidroha. It's an act of revolt against superstition. Because till now, they were worshipping Indra. It's shown. And then Krishna comes and He says, you are cowherds. You have to worship not Indra, but this mountain. So, that's a superstition which is going on, that if you stop worshipping Him, He will get angry. So, it in fact is a revolt against all the established cultures, rituals, traditions of the society. So it's a revolt. It's act of revolt against all the things. Eighth. Ninth. Karma philosophy. Here, God is teaching them karma philosophy. That your dharma is not to worship any imaginary deity, but your work is your worship. Your religion is your work. So, whatever you do, the same you will earn. So it's a karma philosophy. Govardhan is indicative of karma philosophy. Then tenth, what else? Seven nights and 7 days. Bhatti. They all were below this mountain for 7 days and 7 nights. They all were there below that mountain. Doing what? Tapasya. So that indicates that when God is your company and when you are under His protection and you are doing this mammoth task of lifting up the Govardhan, what you have to do is 7 days tapasya. That is 10th. Then next, what else? Think now, mental. What else? What else? Govardhan is indicative of what? Old world what? There are two words. Govardhan. Go means cows. Vardhan means increase. That is one meaning. Another meaning of Govardhan is go means senses. Vardhan means increase. Go, first meaning go is cow and Vardhan means nourishment. Second meaning is go means senses, indriya, and Vardhan means increase. Two, so Govardhan is indicative of all the senses getting attracted towards Krishna, towards God. One of the names of Shivaba is Krishna. How come? Because Krishna means all attractive. But then Baba doesn't use that word for himself. Because if he uses, then there is already a lot of confusion. So, it is indicative of attraction of senses towards God. What else? Govardhan. It's very entertaining. What else? So Baba is saying it's a sign of your cooperation. In the picture it is shown that Krishna is lifting the Govardhan with his left hand and right hand he is keeping on his waist. So in the path of bhakti, 90%, 99% of whatever you do is wasted. Only 1%, which is your finger, that which you utilized with true heart, that is getting accumulated multi-million fold times. So, 12th is love for Prakriti. You go in the Prakriti, in the five elements. It's also indicates that they are doing chintan there, no? Lifting, or they are thinking, they are doing some churning. So it is also indicative of what? Love for Prakriti. And one more, 13th, trampling of ego. Indra had become very much inflated. Indra had become very much proud that he can do anything. So it's a God's act to defeat the pride of Indra. So it's also the 13, the trampling under the feet, ego of Indra. So this mountain of Govardhan, they say happy Govardhan puja. That sort of messages they send. So people do also parikrama, perambulation of that Govardhan mountain. So there are a lot of things which they do in the path of bhakti. But the real meaning, the real secrets of Govardhan worship or Giriraj worship is explained by God. Three things Baba told, and these are few of the other 10 things. So it's father's company, it's your cooperation, it is service, it is unity, it is determination, it's canopy, it's faith, it's superstition or revolt against superstition, it's karma philosophy, it is, what is this? 7 days bhakti. It is love for wealth, love for Prakriti, trampling of ego, and it is, what else? Govardhan, meaning, exact meaning of the Govardhan, attraction of all the senses towards one God. So these are some of the meanings of Govardhan worship. Om Shanti.